Very pleased to have with us on the Community Corner, Jennifer Berghofer. She's Education Manager with the Blue Ridge Wildlife Center, and they've got lots of neat activities planned for August. Jennifer, great to have you with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
What we're going to talk about is part of the outreach of Blue Ridge Wildlife Center, but let's talk about the mission, what the center is all about.
We are a full-service wildlife hospital and rehabilitation center located in Boise. We take in about 2,000 wildlife patients a year, native wildlife of birds, mammals, and reptiles, and a few amphibians. We also do about 100 education programs a year for schools, camps, and summer camps, civic groups like the Boy Scouts, and now we are starting to invite the public to do education programming here at the center.
And I'm happy to say that a vole and a toad from my property were brought there and rehabbed and returned to the wild, and I thank Blue Ridge Wildlife Center for that. Let's talk about the neat activities that you have going on in August. You've got one that starts bright and early tomorrow morning.
Yep, tomorrow morning starting at 8 a.m. Everybody knows the early time is best for birds. We are going to be having a birding for beginners class. We have one of our interns this year. She's going to take everybody through some of the tips and tricks you can use to identify birds in the field and just kind of give everybody a head start on figuring those things out. At the end of it, we will be walking around our property here and hoping to listen for some birds, maybe see a few. And at the very end of our program, we will be releasing a red-shouldered hawk back into the area.
Oh, wow. Next on the calendar, Saturday, August the 18th, you've got a paint night. What's that all about?
So Paint Night is a company that has a local artist come in and take everybody through on a step-by-step process to paint a picture. So this evening we're having an artist come into the center, inviting the public to come in as well and paint a picture with us. It is a fundraiser, so tickets do need to be purchased beforehand, and we still have a few slots left. It is a nice mountain sunset picture, and you can see that on our Facebook page as well as on the Paint Night fundraiser page. And as a special treat, we will be opening our Raptor Walk, which is our elevated walkway in our under-construction wildlife walk area, so you'll be able to see our raptors on eye level.
Very neat. And then, for those night people, Nocturnal Adventures on August the 24th.
Yes, we're really excited about this one. We did this last year, and it was a really good hit. We're inviting the people to come out and meet some of our nocturnal education ambassadors, such as our skunk beaker and our eastern screech owl. And after we learn about what makes nocturnal animals just so amazing at what they do, we will be taking a walk in our woods and listening for nocturnal animals and hopefully see a few.
Yeah, and you guys are situated definitely in the woods there, so should be some good listening.
Yes, and last year we saw some bats. I'm hoping to see that again, maybe an owl or two.
If we want more information, Jennifer, where do we go?
You can find all of these events on our Facebook page. We also have them up on our website with information. Our website is blueridgewildlifectr.org. And if that's not enough, you don't find the answers that you're looking for, you're more than welcome to call us. We are at the center every day from 9 until 5. That's 7 days a week. And you can also email us for information.
All right. An exciting August at the Blue Ridge Wildlife Center. Jennifer Berghofer is Education Manager. Hey, thanks for taking us through the month here.
Thank you so much for having us. We hope to see you guys there.